Welcome to the Christopher Peter Review Radio. After an election, it is always interesting to see the reactions on both sides, the post-election analysis, and just how people cope with the outcomes one way or another, especially from the progressive left because they simply are a walking contradiction of everyday life, and it is crystal clear over the past weeks since November 5th. For instance, we see a great number of people come out and acknowledge the obvious growing disconnect Democrats have with the American people. The American people want one set of priorities. The establishment sect of Democrats believe Americans should want a different set of priorities that better align with their political interests. At times, political parties lose connection with the broader society of American people. This happened to the Republican Party not that long ago as well. But there are still many Democrats, primarily the progressive-leaning, who still do not connect their election outcome to their policies or ideology. There are so many progressives who continue to believe that the election was a result of people being too ignorant and naive. There are so many people saying that they are too educated and too informed, which is making it hard for them to cope with the reality they are living in. Well, a degree does not really mean that you are smart. It means you can memorize and apply concepts on schedule. A truly intelligent person will look at a situation and see the gaps between what they believe and what happened. Look at the facts, data, and available evidence to draw conclusions. The elitist will have a predetermined conclusion and select the factors that are aligned with their thinking. The elitist approach can be good for marketing purposes, right? You have to sell a product, service, or idea, and you select the evidence that helps convince people they are right. But the intelligent approach is to draw conclusions from the evidence and understand the message being told. When you can understand the truth, the real truth, you can adapt and move forward more productively. So is selling a narrative more important or maintaining the idea that people around you accept the radical thoughts that you hold dear? Maybe to some, ideologues see the world from their hardened point of view, not willing to acknowledge when they are wrong or when their ideas are not helpful in a particular moment. What message did Kamala Harris offer the American people? She marketed a new way forward by doing the same exact thing as the current moment. Well, 4 out of 5 Americans felt the status quo was not acceptable. For progressives and their sympathizers, they felt people just did not really know what was going on. For people that live and work in society, they were keenly aware of what is taking place.
She really offered nothing. As we have mentioned in the past, we struggle to find any Kamala supporter who can actually give a reason why they voted for Kamala based on an idea she offered or achievement she has done. Many just regurgitate campaign talking points or parrot attacks on Trump. And if you ask a simple follow-up question, like why you think that or what evidence is there, they cannot answer or are offended. Usually you are somewhat sympathetic to the emotions of the defeated side. We all know that feeling when the candidate you support does not win. But I am not. Because these individuals would not reciprocate. People should not expect to receive what they are not willing to give. People in general need to manage their emotions and cope properly. Do not externalize but manage expectations. People use being passionate about something as an excuse. But the reality is that you can be passionate at the same time as being aware of the bigger picture and the opposing view. Those who cannot even fathom that another point of view exists are not intellectually mature. And we should not entertain immature adults. Stop labeling people to make yourself feel better about your ignorance. Actually, be informed. Be curious and understand why someone may feel a certain way or be attracted to an idea or concept. I understand that many people nowadays are cultured in viewing things from an exclusive perspective. For instance, the term frequently used is buy-in. People are expected to buy into ideas or leadership frameworks. So when they do and the outcomes are not what they expect, they are emotional about both the results and accepting something that turned out to be not right. Anyone who has any level of cynicism is labeled a denier or bullied by the elites. Because the prevailing opinion is supposed to be the accepted opinion without any rigorous debate or evaluation. You should always know why you believe something. And why do you reject something? Critical thinking. Thank you for experiencing the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to stop by for more. Until next time.